Kelly, Razor, don't respond to this, Joshua said. It looks like our communications are wide open to the invaders, which is why I'm transmitting on a wide footprint. A directional beam will pinpoint you for them. Okay, situation update. We've got big problems up here. Several space planes were taken over while they were on the ground. The invaders are now busy hijacking starships, but nobody can tell which ones. You know Ashley wasn't sequestrated, so that means you should be able to trust me. But don't take orders from anyone else, especially don't broadcast your location. Problem two. A Navy squadron has just arrived and shut down the strike mission. Jesus, it's a total fucking shambles in orbit right now. Some of the hijacked ships are trying to run for a jump coordinate. I've got Voidhawks blocking the Lady Mac's patterning nodes, and two of my fellow combat-capable traitor starships are heading up to intercept the Navy squadron. Your best bet is to turn round from that cloud and just keep going out into the hinterland somewhere. There's no point in trying to locate the invaders' bases anymore. I'll do my best to pick you up in a day or two if this cock-up gets sorted by then. Stay alive. That's all you have to worry about now. I'll keep you informed when I can. Out. The two hovercraft had finished erecting themselves. Sewell and Jalal were unpacking the energy matrices and superconductor fan motors ready to slot them into place. Now what? Ariadne asked. The team had all gathered round Razor. Keep going, he said. But you heard what Joshua said, Kelly exclaimed. There's no point. We have no orbital firepower backup and no mission left. If we just manage to survive for the next few days, it's going to be a bloody miracle. You still haven't grasped it yet, have you, Kelly? Razor said. This is bigger than Lalonde. This isn't about doing a dirty job for money, not any more. These invaders are going to challenge the entire Confederation. They have the power. They can change people, their minds, their bodies, mold whole planets into something new, something that we have no part in. Sometime soon those ships in orbit are going to have to try an attack to put a stop to it all. It doesn't matter whether it is Smith or the Navy squadron. If the invaders aren't stopped here, they'll keep on coming after us. Sure, we can run, but they'll catch us. If not out in the hinterlands, then back at Tranquility, or even Earth if you want to run that far. But not me. Everyone has to make a stand eventually, and mine is right here. I'm going to find a base and let the ships know. Kelly held her tongue. She could well imagine how Razor would react to her wheedling. "More like it," Sal Yong proclaimed. "Okay," Razor said. "Finish fitting out the hovercraft and get our gear stowed." It took a surprisingly short 5 minutes to complete their preparations and clamber in. Fully assembled, the hovercraft was a simple affair, with a big fan at the rear and two cycloidal impellers filling the skirt with air. It was steered mechanically by vanes behind the fan. Kelly sat on a bench at the rear of her craft, riding with Sal Yong. Now the decision had been made, she was quite glad to be free of the pack and walking through the jungle. Razor's lead hovercraft moved out from the bank, skimming easily over the snow lilies, and turned downstream. Fenton and Ryle sat in the prow, blunt heads thrust out into the wind as they picked up speed.